Now, you mentioned that you're new at WMCAT. What is it that attracted you to want to be part of WMCAT?
Well, yes, I am new. I'm the development director, and I just started in November, and I am thrilled. Of course I knew about WMCAT. It has a wonderful reputation and dynamic leadership and commitment to working with people in poverty like no other organization in a very unique way does, I think.
And I always enjoy the art shows that the students put on, the amazing photography that they're able to create. Dennis Grants, who's one of the photography teachers there, as you probably know, was my photography teacher back in 1991, and he has just such an amazing energy and the way that he connects with the students, and it's always fun to see what he's able to unlock with them to see the photographs that they take. They did the show at the police station a couple of months ago where they were able to go visit some areas behind the scenes of the city and take photographs, and it was just amazing to see the work that they created.
You're correct. Dennis is just a wonderful, true professional, and as I mentioned, our instructors are professionals, and yet they mentor the students, and Dennis just is the epitome of doing both of those things. We do have the shows coming up. We have one of our Kentwood students coming up in the middle of March, and then at the end of May, we'll have our Grand Rapids Public School student art show. So those are really wonderful times to come and visit WMCAT, and you can see what our students are doing. You can see our beautiful space.
Now, that is open to the public.
It is open to the public. We don't do a lot of promotion. It's really the students and the family. But if someone wanted to come, I would be so happy to greet them and have them come and see the student artwork.
Now, WMCAT is an exciting event coming up February 23rd, Eyeball. Can you tell us a little bit more about what Eyeball is?
I would love to. You are right. February 23rd, 6 p.m. at the Goy Center. 18 Butterworth. Eyeball is the first gala type event that WMCAT has ever hosted, and we are very excited. We have wonderful feedback about it, and we are going to be honoring a very special person in our community, Brian Cloyd. Brian is a vice president at Steelcase and has done so much for this community as a leader, as an innovator. We're really celebrating innovation, imagination, and inspiration, which are hallmarks of WMCAT, but they're also hallmarks of the way Brian Cloyd has lived his life in Grand Rapids. And so we're just thrilled to be able to put a bit of a spotlight on him, thank him for all he does, and have a few other folks in the community be there as well.
Now, folks who'd like to come and celebrate WMCAT and celebrate Brian Cloyd, how can they get tickets?
They can just call WMCAT 454-7004. Individual tickets are $100, and a portion of that is a donation to WMCAT and the work that we do.
Well, thank you for joining us, Punky. It's been great to chat with you about WMCAT and great to learn more about Eyeball.
Thank you, Paul. I'm so glad to be here.